This is a recording for the Blythe Toolship Oral History Project, and today I'm talking to Dave Carter. Dave, can you tell me, I believe you were working on the tugs the day that the Chipchase capsized, but that wasn't your main job. Can you tell me what you were doing working in the harbour?
I was working basically on the dredges and barges and the floating crane. But you could be moved to any job, being used to shipping, being in the Merchant Navy, you could go to any job. And I believe that I was called out to go onto the ship chase because they were one man short. No, there were two men short, actually, because the other gentleman I worked with, he didn't normally work on the chip chase either. And we got a call out to put a ship into dry dock.
And I think that was a bit unusual. That wasn't the main function of the chip chase.
No.
What did she usually do?
She used to tow the floating crane, because she used to do different jobs, and go out, take the floating crane out of the piers mm-hmm. to the buoy and change the buoy. Mm-hmm. I've got photographs of that. Basically just doing work in the port itself, but not basically shipping.
Mm-hmm. So the chip chase belonged to the port of
Blyth? Port of Blyth.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
The chip chase did, yes. It didn't belong to the tow company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how come it was being used that particular day?
Well, either the tow company's tugs were too busy, well, they must have been, because that would be the only reason they would employ the Blyth tug. So we got a call to put that ship into dry dock that day. And as we were putting it into dry dock, the pilot on the ship changed his mind because he saw another ship coming down the river and wanted to get out of his way, and proceeded to steam full ahead and straighten up. And that is how he managed to pull the tug over.
Mm-hmm. Can you just explain a bit about what the tugs did with the shipping? What was the point of having a tug?
The tugs were used, depending obviously on the size of the vessel, but they were used to turn the ships round because the ships didn't have bow thrusters in those days. Mm-hmm. They only had the one engine. So if you were going up the river to go to bases, the tug would take you up to the turning basin, and then you would steam alongside bases. The same as all the ships that were going to Alcan, they had to go up the river, turn round, and then come back down.
And if there wasn't enough room for them to just swing, they needed the extra help. Is that right?
Well, where the chip chase actually sank, you couldn't have turned a big ship round there because there were ships at North Blyth, there were ships at Wimborne Quay. So, but the ship they were putting in dry dock was only a small ship. It was one of what they called a flat iron ship. Mm-hmm. And they were called flat irons because they used to take coal from the northeast right up to Battersea Power Station. And the masts could drop and the bridge could lower. So they could get underneath all the bridges. That's why they were called flat irons. And believe it or not, we were trying to put this one into the dry dock when another flat iron left the West East. That's when the pilot changed his mind. And when he pushed the ship full ahead,